So once again, I want to thank Clint Lilly for nailing it, and his brother Clay. He's our Clint is our second unit director, and Clay is the head wrangler, and they're brothers, and they did a great job getting the horses to lay down, getting the horses to get back up, all of the action stuff, shooting around the track on the process trailers, and the jumping over Chris and her falling and landing on the ground. They did just a great job. We had storyboarded the sequence, and we got them to do a second unit, which we normally don't do, and I just felt comfortable that they could do it once we talked about it, and I had a bunch of other stuff to do on that day at the track, and I think it really shows in the cut, and it's one of the better race sequences we've done because of that, I think.
This is fun. This is a really fun sequence because it's rare when we get almost every character in the show in one room, which is really great because it just literally brings all the characters together into one place, and you see them reacting to everyone's problems, and it's like our little family.
Yeah.
Our little family at the hospital.
But it's great because you wrote it so everyone's, all the problems intersect in this race, the two families and the two farms. And
these two guys.
Yeah.
So this is the Ryan and Carrie competition for Chris. Literally, Sean put her between the two guys. So, and it's going to arc out the rest of the season towards something big happening between the three of them. It's a really fun triangle to play, especially since y'all, you know, our heart is with Ryan, yet we like watching Chris be with Carrie because maybe she's discovering something new.
That's interesting to see how many people are starting to really like Carrie and think that he's a viable guy too, but it's, you know, it's the nature of a love triangle. So this is right outside of our sound stage, and we just put some horse trailers in there and a horse sign, and became the exterior of the hospital.
It's movie magic.
Movie magic.
And this is also fun watching them deal with this. When the direction, when you write something, it's always interesting how the director executes and gives the actors a direction, especially these emotional scenes, when especially these girls who could cry and want to get to that emotional point, but they're not. So it's right on the edge of both Chris and
Nicole
at their bottom. They're so stressed.
And we were saying earlier that we ended up changing, moving one of those scenes around. So the scene used to run continuously, but we ended up cutting away to the Danny scene outside, and it just kind of worked better in the cut. So this is...
Every time I see this wall of glass, I think, well, don't tip it over.
I think Cocktail with Tom Cruise. I'm like, oh. Enter Jason London. It's great that his whole backstory, you know, sort of walks in with him, with every one of these characters. And it was a really tough thing for Sandy to figure out how he could navigate, you know, a guy that had a gun and was, you know, completely a monster last time we saw him, show up and slowly reconnect and seduce and charm his way back into the show. And Jason did a great job playing the subtext of that. And we played it a couple different ways. We did it faster and lighter, and we did it more sincere and you know, with regret. And we sort of found a balance.
Well, it's also fun to his level of trustworthiness, which is questionable.
Yeah, at best, yeah.
And watching our other characters, and it's always fun when you put a scene in when he reaches his hand out and you think the audience is going, don't shake it!
And you're like, don't, Matt, no, don't forgive him. This was one of those scenes that I kept urging Sandy to write, put more and more, and we had, you know, there was a bunch of different versions of this scene and an earlier scene, and it used to take place earlier, and ultimately this was a 3.5-page scene that ended up getting cut down to about 2 pages, and it just, for length, and it ultimately was the best of the best. And the other stuff was great, it's just we didn't have time for it and you didn't need it.
I love this living room. I want to move into this living room.
Yeah,
it's so fun. Comfortable and cozy.
Well, it was the first time I remember lighting a fire there. I just figured they would all bring her there and they'd all be surrounding her by the fire after this big accident, and she's giving her aspirin. And I love cutting away from the dialogue of the main action and seeing what everyone else is thinking. And not always just cutting to see what someone's saying, you know. As much as you want to hear the words, it's more about what people are listening, when you're listening to the words, what they're thinking. A lot of the time. Sometimes, no.
And also, when you shoot something like this, it's hard to keep the actor's energy up, because you have to cover in so many different ways and so many different shots, and they keep repeating the scene over and over and over again. And so it's great when it comes out really great and no one sags.
Right.
You know, that everyone's strong throughout the scene.